Hi, this is Christopher with johnjo.net. Across from me is the man they call Jane, Adam Baldwin. Thank you very much for sitting down with me today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I was looking through some of your bio, and the first thing I picked up and I thought was pretty cool. Tell me if it's true. The high school you graduated from also gave us Charlton Heston, Rock Hudson, Anne Margaret, and a host of others.
Yeah, Gina Madsen, and
I thought that was kind of, it's funny that they're all coming out of this. And it's not like, it was Illinois, is that right?
Yeah, north side of Chicago.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that just one high school would end up producing so many actors and people have put their stamp on the industry. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, it's not a poor community north of Chicago. It's pretty well-to-do. We live sort of in the other side of the tracks, as it were. My dad was a working-class guy, and we did okay. I'd say we were solid middle-class family.
Right.
But there were some very wealthy families in the neighborhood, and that we would share school with. And so they had a beautiful theater and a beautiful campus and a lot of money backing it up. So I just was the beneficiary of that. To be a part of that was great. And
was there a good, did you get involved? Was there the drama program?
Yeah.
That you guys, that what you got you involved in acting?
Is yeah, I never really got
bug?
Any.
Bug?
Yeah, no, yeah. There were drama classes in fifth grade and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just kind of goofing around and coming
right.
up with some silly stuff, trying to make your buddies laugh. And then it got a little more serious in high school, but it's still high school theater. And it's fun and it's goofy. And there are some standouts. I was not a standout. I was just one of the supporting players. But to be a part of that community was really, it really saved me from a lot of other problems that I could have had, I think. So I think that it's really important for kids when they're in school to be able to find a community where they can, you know, either be in sports or
right.
mathletes or AV or
something,
whatever.
As long as
you don't feel isolated, I think
right.
it's really good. So that was my little gig.
Yeah,
otherwise, you end up in the ashtray smoking cigarettes. And
right. I just thought it was
or
a neat
worse.
Little.
Yeah.
And of course, then you went off a host of movie credits to your name, TV show appearances, obviously Firefly and Serenity. Does it kind of amaze you that one season and one movie has put your name within the sci-fi community in such high standing?
Yeah, I don't even know how to judge that, really. I'm just really appreciative of the fact that I've been able to join this community, and I've met so many really cool people. And
yeah, I've heard you've made some brown coats very happy joining them at the bar.
Yeah, they make me happy too, though. So you know,
yeah.
they share really great stories. Once they get over the fact that it's the actor from the movie,
oh,
I just sit there and have a couple of beers with them. And they're like, oh, he's not so abnormal. But I mean, I truly do it just because I enjoy meeting people. I
mm-hmm.
like getting out there. You know, the fun, the kind, the mean, the belligerent, the antagonist,
right.
the provocateurs. I love all that
yeah.
stuff.
You're currently starring in Chuck.
Yep.
And I love the description that it gives right here. It says you play the uptight agent that watches over Chuck until it's time to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
Yeah. He's not that uptight. The key is he's just dangerous.
Dangerous.
You know, he's a little, he's cranky about certain things about the assignment. He's got what do they call it in The Last Detail? You ever see that movie? Calls it Detail, like Jack Nicholson. Oh, I hate the detail. You know? So that's kind of where Casey's character is at this point.
Right.
But I think he's really, you know, Chuck's growing on him.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we'll see some more of that with the season. I know the writer's strike kind of took the wind out of a lot of sails. So
yeah.
I'm glad that they decided to pick you up again.
Yeah, it may have actually been a blessing in disguise because there was really no competition for new shows. So
right.
No,
sure.
We're already kind of established.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you very much.